Lesson 4, Part 2. Young Jacob Harris's ordeal ended abruptly when the two kidnappers returned the boy safely to the Harris home earlier today. Police Commissioner Will Tucker has spoken to the boy and the two kidnappers. We're waiting for the commissioner to arrive to begin his press conference. Ah, here he is now. Good evening. As you know, the Harris boy was returned safe and sound at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The kidnappers were planning to force Mr. Harris to pay $10 million in ransom for the boy's safe return. How exactly did they kidnap Jacob? Boyd and Price managed to tunnel under a security fence and found Jacob fishing alone at the pond. They forced Jacob to go with them through the tunnel. Then they made him get into their car and lie down on the back seat. They took him to a remote wooded area. They made the boy believe that there were wild animals in the area and that he should stay with them to be safe. That's how they forced him to stay with them. Did they harm Jacob? No. After the first hour at camp, they let him walk about freely. They were sure that he wouldn't go far. He was too scared. In fact, they made him collect wood for a fire, and he had a great time. That's when he accidentally hit Boyd in the head with a log. Is that why Boyd looked so terrible? Well, in part. Jacob also got Price to go berry picking with him. Price didn't realize he was walking through poison ivy. That's why Price has got all those rashes on him. Why didn't Jacob get rashes? He's not affected by poison ivy, but Price certainly is. What else happened to Boyd and Price? Well, this morning, Price and Boyd allowed Jacob to play near the campsite. Jacob wanted to play Tarzan, so he climbed a tree, but he was afraid to climb down. He made Price climb up to help him, but Price fell off and nearly broke his leg. In his hurry to help his buddy, Boyd tripped over a rock and landed in the campfire. He got burns over 20% of his body. In the meantime, Jacob got down from the tree by himself. That's when Price and Boyd decided to give up. They drove Jacob back to the estate and asked the Harris family to get them medical attention.